Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
This is the week of Thanksgiving. Are you thankful today? I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Bob and I are praying that many families will be getting together, traveling to see grandmas and grandpas or other loved ones. May you and I pray for many marriages to be healed during this special week. I pray that many couples who have allowed bitterness, hostility, and unforgiveness to come into their marriage, causing strife, separation, or even divorce, will allow the Holy Spirit this week to heal and start rebuilding their marriages on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. What should we do first? Let's be thankful. Well, are you thankful today? Are you mad, holding grudges, and not being thankful for even being alive? In spite of your circumstances, may I strongly suggest you get on your knees and thank your Lord for all that you do have today. If you and I would walk the corridors of a hospital, go to a funeral home, or visit a family who have lost their child due to an illness, an accident, or being in war, you would realize how much you and I need to thank our Lord every day for all that we have taken for granted. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, we read, "Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, I must confess that I took for granted my husband, Bob, when he was living at home. I always expected Bob to never want to leave or be married to someone else. I did not understand at that time about the temptations of the world or the enemy. Are you taking your children or other loved ones for granted? Are you telling your children how much you love them daily and hug and love them? Are you being thankful? This week, may I challenge you to start preparing your heart to being thankful for all that your Lord has given you. Do you take your health for granted? We hear weekly from our mail that many are facing health issues, or you know of a loved one or a friend that is very ill. May you and I every day thank the Lord that we can serve the Lord today, as there is no guarantee for any tomorrows. Live each day as if you were going to meet the Lord tomorrow. What would you do different if He were to call you home? Would you tell your family and friends that you love them more and tell others about your Lord Jesus Christ daily? Start praying that you will be able to share the love of the Lord on Thanksgiving with your family. One day I stopped by our church and saw my pastor when Bob and I started going through severe marriage problems. I told my pastor all the bad about Bob. He did not want to know any more details, but challenged me to grow in the Lord and know that the Lord was in control of everything. He then opened his Bible and shared a scripture that I now use frequently. I chose not to be obedient to my Lord and understand that I needed to be thankful for all things at all times. Let me share that special scripture. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Imagine if I had taken the three verses in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and applied them to my personal life. What could have happened to our marriage instead of me filing for divorce? May you think on this scripture today and apply it to your life every day. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8, it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, call on His name, make known among the nations what He has done. Sing to Him, sing praise to Him, tell of His wonderful acts, glory in His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and His strength, seek His face always." This week, may we start thanking the Lord for all that we do have and know, in spite of many marriage problems, that God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida, 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.